It is a Saturday night, October the 30th, All Hallows Eve, day before the 31st, human sacrifice, satanic ritual. And this is dedicated to the hundreds of thousands, literally millions now around the world, that have been through the process of satanic ritual abuse. There is really a deep and dark underground that has continued to grow as never before, unprecedented at this moment in history. If you've been listening to us on ShatterTheDarkness.net live radio broadcast the last number of weeks, we've tried to give the updates. We've tried to give the, alert in the new series called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. It's all about trying to help believers and great prayer warriors deal with what's really going on in the cities, well, that you live in, even tonight. It's kind of a bizarre night because we were supposed to be back into a cemetery, deep in there waiting and praying and getting a phone call, literally, for a, interview radio-wise. But things work differently tonight, and so we're here bringing this broadcast this way. Whether you get it tonight or whether you get it sometime afterwards in the archives. Let me tell you that right now, as everybody's out partying, as all the kids are out trick-or-treating and all the candy's flowing and all the cookies and all the black and the orange and the witches and the goblins and the ghosts and the skeletons and the caskets. You know, on the light level, there's all the funny things and all of the parties and all of the stuff that's going on, and so many people love it, but it's not, that's not what we're going to deal with tonight. We're going to deal with 28 years of dealing with the underground. This one-hour broadcast is dedicated to the victims of satanic ritual abuse. Those, well, they've called it MPD, DID, everything else. If you're listening tonight, or if you've passed this along to a friend, you know, well, what we're talking about. So let me say this, the dedication with the prayers, that God would bring extraordinary miracle, extraordinary work, extraordinary engagement with you. This is dedicated to all those right now that are bound. They can't listen. They can't cry. Well, listen, they might be in cages. They might be locked down. They may be or have been abducted over the last number of weeks. And this is the night, and tomorrow's the night, and all the way to the 4th of November. When hell dances, and the blood and guts of the underground, including human sacrifice, rolls on. It is my belief that with the prayers and the awareness and the things that has been done, that more and more of what really is being done underground will, by God's supernatural grace and power, just literally rip open and show and deal with. There are victims tonight. May God stretch out his hand in all the high places, all the double basements, all of the caverns, all of the wooded areas, all the places where it's going on. May God, as with Peter while in prison, God sends your angels. God, stretch out your hand. God, deliver them. Show your great help in all that is needed tonight. That's what we ask. That's what we seek. Tonight, as you listen as a believer in Christ, or listen later on, or maybe tomorrow, on the 31st in the afternoon, let me tell you again, that is my prayer that God will summon and call many believers to have the spiritual guts and the kind of faith that can't be broken, that will begin to pray in the cities you live in, looking for the victims, asking God to rip a hole in the substructure of this underground that is going on. I'm going to tell you tonight, that we may be up to, listen, believe it or not, you might have to do the numbers if you get this later on as a psychologist or as a psychiatrist or as a counselor, as a pastor, well, as a DID, going through recovery and seeking all your freedom. Let me tell you this. We might be into 100 million. Listen, I know that dear friends of ours will listen to this from all over. And I want to suggest to you, in prayerful consideration and a looking at the statistics, that on a global scale, we might have well over 100 million victims of satanic ritual abuse. That includes the splitting of the human soul, the programming, the demonization, the training. So that out there, there are those that have been, satanically chosen ones. And they're to be used, and they are abused. And it is some of the most, the horrific evidencing the what the dark side is really all about. You know, tonight as I was thinking about all that we were going to do and tomorrow what we're going to do and all the email requests and the prayers for deliverances and the prayers that we – and deliverances that we've been going through with individuals almost on a weekly scale. The broadcasts and everything else and the friends that we've gotten notes from Spain and from Brazil and from Canada and from many other parts of the world lately. I feel the urgency because of what we've seen on the ground, what we've seen in biblical prophetic revelation, the tick on the prophetic clock biblically. All hell is about to break loose because the frog in the kettle approach to the evolution of satanic. Well, their agenda is just about over. They're literally from the underground, and many of you will probably agree, they only know one thing. The next thing to occur is the event, the great revolt, the great rebellion. And as you listen tonight, yes, it's in the air. Yes, tonight. I mean, listen, we've had some incredible, weird, strong, though, spiritual warfare. The Spirit of God has given us insight. The Word of God has come to us. And Psalm 83 has come in three different ways dealing with the insight. We knew that there were covens, but now an alliance of groups out there. And so if you are listening, if the reconners are listening, if those who are just, you know, checking out to see what we're doing, well, I pray that God will identify you and engage you like the king in the book of Daniel chapter 1. May God bring a disturbing to your life in such a way that it leads you ultimately to freedom and to God and to getting out of the most horrific life. I was watching movies today. Off and on, here and there, seeing all week long, all the kinds of Halloween, all the different things. There's tons of incredible, Halloween movies. Demons and Satan and spirits and possession and blood and guts and Freddy and Jason and all the rest. It's funny how, again, we can do it all and eat popcorn. It's funny how it's entertainment and the desensitizing of our lives occurs. So let me drop back here a little bit, say simply this. I am simply dedicating this night to those. I want to welcome all those who are victims and praying for you and praying tonight that the prayers that we pray will have effect in your life even tonight. The healing of Christ, the salvation, and of course the deliverance. May God crush the demonic. May God just absolutely destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. So to those that are bound out there, we need to all pray for them and pray for their freedom and pray for their deliverance and pray for a supernatural invasion. They have cried and cried and cried over the years, well, in their 40s and in their 50s, wishing that somebody would have come to them when they were 5, when they were 10, when they were a little girl or a little boy going through it all, believing they could never get out, living in fear and terror, being split, demonized, used, and trained. Now, there are some of the satanic warriors that are going to be listening to this. And yes, you will check it out and you will do your rituals. We have heard from you in a number of ways. May you hear from God. I would pray for mercy for you. But whatever it takes to stop the horrific crimes against children, against humanity. Let me say this is dedicated to those who are out. The SRA, NPD, DID, those who are out those who are beginning to get freedom, those who have sub-personalities that did not want to be a part of the underground, and they sought God, and they wanted to get out. And as you're getting out, you're seeing the freedom, you're seeing the healing. You know that Jesus has the power and the authority. Let me say this is also dedicated to those who are really healed and really free and really now beginning to, minister to others. May God give you such an incredible ability to look back at that face of darkness in the boldness of Christ, in the power of the Spirit of God, and with the absolute sovereign hand of God over your life, and declare the victory of Christ that you've received. Now, let me also say this. It's dedicated to all those that want to be the whistleblowers. And I'm going to say right now, there needs to be more and more. Listen, if there's that many victims, and if millions have sought help, and if millions have been through the stuff, it is deep, it is broad. I know the satanic powers that cover this dark side. But I also know that Ezekiel 8 shows me that God is able to break in supernaturally all the way in and absolutely bring total exposure. And it seems very clear in Ezekiel 8, God willed to do that. I pray that God is willing, and I believe that He is, to do that. That's part of the urgency. That's part of what the Spirit of God is really at this season. After, I guess 28 years of direct involvement. Oh, we've seen deliverance and salvation and work in the mid, 76, 77, 78, but it was this deep underground, this plot, this stuff that is going on that transmutes the human soul and turns human beings literally into slaves. Let me say to those that are chosen ones that want to be and choose to be and are committed to be, let me tell you something that, like the movies that I saw, I was watching on Hulu today, a movie that I saw years ago. Matter of fact, an undergrounder, a brotherhood or undergrounder actually brought me the film. It's called Spellbinder. Maybe you've seen it. It's got some racy stuff in it, so I'm not suggesting it. I'm just simply saying that in our research, like a book, looking and studying, I was told that it was partially made by, the Brotherhood, the Undergrounders, and that the movie is all about, a girl being slapped and hit, and somebody in a parking lot wants to go help her and gets involved with her life, and he's helping a girl get out of underground Satanism. He engages the supernatural side of it all. He engages this entire conspiracy. Cops are involved. Everything else is involved, and it seems like they keep losing. Towards the end, the girl that he's trying to save and get out of the coven, of course, is taken away. He goes through a big process of searching and finds where those in the black hoods, the fire, the ritual, where the satanic ritual and human sacrifice is going to be done. And he gets there just in time. And there's cops, and there's his friend from work, and he thinks that he's got, broken into this big underground thing, and he's come to save the girl that he's come to love. Well, when he turns the girl over, of course, she smiles with a wicked smile, realizing that he's been duped all along. His face shows this incredible unbelief. As even his best friend is the high priest, the cops take off their uniforms and put on the black robes, and they literally show him being sacrificed, the high priest reaching into his chest, pulling out his heart. Now, that's the movie. You don't have to watch it. I'm just saying that's the movie. The end of the movie shows they won. The end of the movie shows, after it shows that they won and they got this guy, well, they were doing it all over again. The girl's in a parking lot. The Satanist guy playing the part of her boyfriend is beating her and throwing her to the ground. There's another guy going to help, and he's going to be drawn into the same thing. And there's no doubt that that kind of thing has gone on. There's no doubt over the years, in the 80s and the 90s, we've been set up a number of times. We have noticed this again and again and again. But I want to say to the Satanists, to the ones that are perpetrators, to those who are doing the stuff, let me say clearly to you that truly it is a movie. See, the movie that I watched, it wasn't real. It was presenting a point of view. It was showing things. And in the movie, it showed that Satan wins, that the satanic coven wins, and that the perpetrators win. That's only a movie. It's not the Word of God. When you understand the sovereign, irrevocable, infallible Word of God in biblical prophecy, I think Satan does. That's why he's furious. He knows his time is short. That's why the ramping up. That's why the coming of the Antichrist. That's why the quest for Armageddon. Because the dark side does know what time it is. I'm not sure all believers do. I'm not sure all believers feel that urgent need to ramp up their spiritual life. Though if you're listening tonight, I would simply say, take a few moments to evaluate. Can you pray with power? Can you walk in the Spirit of God? Is there the joy of Christ? Do you worship and embrace God in a real interaction? Do you win souls? Do you use the authority of Christ to pray against the dark side? Are you willing to go out, win souls, pray for the healing of those who need healing, and command the demonic to get out? Are you willing to spend the time? Are you willing to spend the time? In this tonight, which is kind of, again, a reflection of a number of things these last couple of weeks, I've had a lot of time the last couple of days, literally, and even tonight, to sit back a little bit and go over what it is we need to do to see more salvation, more healing, more deliverance, more victims rescued. I want to urge you to take a look at shatterthedarkness.net. And on that, as you scroll down, there's this series called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. I'm only asking those who are even skeptical concerning the underground and all that's going on to, you've got to look. Ezekiel didn't know that there was a coven, human sacrificing, serpent worshiping coven there in the city of God, in the nation of God. This great prophet of God didn't know until God guided him. But one thing's clear, he never backed away. He was willing. Each step God guided him in, he kept taking. And God showed him. God showed him the detestable things that were going on. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's exactly what God has been doing. In all these years, you know, going in, doing the stuff of counter-surveillance and following and tracking and all that we've done, some of which we're not going to tell, even in the cases that we're in right now, or where we're going to be in the future. Because there's no question of my sense of God's immense hand coming down on the underground covens. And the ripping wide open, because of all the prayers for exposure, because of the prayers that have been going out more and more and more for the rescue of victims, because we are now into the fourth generation of chosen ones. I'll explain that in a few moments. But let me say to the perpetrators, listen, you're marked. And if you're listening now, God's grace is offered. Read James 5. It is clear God desires mercy. Mercy triumphs over the judgment. But let me make it very clear. You spit in the face of God's mercy and continue your high crimes. The prayers are going up that God will rip a hole into the substructure of radical evil. That God will engage, like with King Herod in the book of Acts, like with Pharaoh in the Old Testament. God doesn't have to wait to the end of days. God doesn't have to wait to the great white throne judgment. You spit in the face of God, the mercy of God, the blood of Christ, the cross, all given for you also. See, Satan asked for you to spill the blood to serve him. You understand the powers. You understand all the stuff. But it's a movie, really. It really is, because you'll never be evolved to deity. You're never going to be evolved to some homo lumos. You're never going to reach that status. The finite cherub cannot even do it for himself, let alone for you. You are the fodder that he will use to throw against God in his hatred, his insatiable lust to be God, and his desire to rid existence of God. The blood is on your hands. The word of God is very clear that nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. And that's just how it is right now. So for the victims and for those helpers and for those who want to see this secret power of lawlessness that's already at work, this stuff that's under the table, under the carpet, under the surface of the deep, just like in Ezekiel's day, it's going to take the hand of God, even if you're law enforcement, even if you're military, in researching and investigating and going after it all. You're going to need the hand of God. Josiah did. Josiah listened to a prophecy from Huldah, the prophetess. Josiah got the word of God out. Josiah was committed. You can read about it, 2 Kings 21, 22. Now, many of you have heard me talk about this a number of times, and in this world where the unprecedented ramping up of the dark side has already occurred with the next stage to come, the great chaos, anarchy, hell on earth, they call it the Black Awakening. Well, in the midst of all of that right now, we need to take an assessment. We need to step back a little bit. So I've got a few things I want to share concerning that assessment, that stepping back, that looking into all of this again. Tonight, as we are dedicating this to the victims, I'm talking about those who are bound, those children, those who are in, those who are intact, those who are controlled and programmed and triggered, and the handlers that are handling them. Listen, the great prayers and the cry of the great prayer warriors all across the nations need to be saying, God, rescue the victims. I really believe God wants you out there. I really believe that God wants you out there, you know, helping in this rescuing of the victims. So I'm going to point you to some scripture tonight that, as a matter of fact, back in the 80s, when there were people coming to our homes, when there were people with weapons, when there were undergrounders coming down, when there were groups that came and threatened the death of my daughter and attempted murder on us and staff members, when we are in the heyday, in the mix of a lot of things, and for the sake of my daughter, I wondered whether I should continue. A lot of the staff and other workers knew that I was going through a time of just wondering whether I should do it or not. And the neat thing was, in all of it, it's a matter of seeking God. You know, we've been through all of the, you know, the rough stuff and the financial issues of trying to do it all and lack of individuals and people that don't even believe it. And even though you've seen it 100 times or 1,000 times by now or 5,000 times by now, when there are those of you that know what it is that's going on, nobody can convince you out of that. Nobody can tell you that it's not. But I had to really seek the Lord about it all because I knew I was called in. My calling, for you to understand, is evangelism. And that involves anybody, anywhere. And that's been the delight of leading my dad to Christ, my grandmother to Christ, leading thousands of others over the years now. That's been the great joy. But in the context of evangelism, sometimes there's a focus. And so we have been focused on all of those New Agers and psychics and remote viewers and all of the undergrounders, those nearest hell's door. That's right. So in that, though, it comes with warfare, and we had to learn along the way, and we learned the hard way for many, many years. We learned the hard way. And we had to see what was, you know, what we were up against a number of times. But, you know, when you have a little baby daughter back in those days, you know, you will do anything to protect your baby daughter. So in thinking about all of it, whether I should give up on it, whether I should release it, whether I should, you know, what do I need to do? My wife's saying, no, stay in it. My little baby, you know, she doesn't know anything yet. All the victims were around. A lot of danger was around. So in praying and seeking the Lord concerning this, I really sought the Lord to say, Lord, what do you, to lead me? And all I can tell you is God led me to Isaiah 58. Shout it aloud, do not hold back, raise your voice like a trumpet. That's right. But it was not just about believers and the body of Christ even and its weaknesses. It was about what real sacrifice and real surrender and, well, you know, the idea of true fasting. Verse 6, Isaiah 58, is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice. Untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free, to break every yoke, all the bondages. Is it not to share your food with the hungry, and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, here am I. Now, as I would go through this and read this, there was an incredible verse that spoke to my heart more than anything else in the chapter. Verse 10. You want to hear what it says? God speaks to us these words. And if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed. The phrase, now listen, if you spend yourselves. If you just literally give every ounce of your being to the oppressed, to the victim, this is all about the going after. Literally, this chapter is really used in the idea of revival for the body of Christ, for old Israel, yes, but for the believers that have grown cold and hard and do nothing. And find that being backslidden in their lives are miserable. Well, here's a chapter for you. Here's what it's all about. When I read later on, the Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You'll be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up age-old foundations. You will be called the repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. Now, the chapter is all about this. And all I can tell you is, as I read through that and listened to that and heard the words, spend yourself, it was as if God was saying, you know what? It's not a time to consider walking away or doing stuff that's not so dangerous or involves so much trouble, or make so many undergrounders mad, or make even hell mad. See, that's to me a point of, our job is not to go around playing games saying, we're going to do stuff to make hell mad. Listen, we need to rid ourselves of spiritual immaturity. We don't play games when it comes to this spiritual war and the battle for the lives and souls of people. See, the measure of the value of humanity is measured at the foot of the cross, where God in human flesh died sinlessly as the sin bearer, willingly shedding his pure blood, that conquered sin, conquered Satan, conquered death, conquered hell, conquered the separation between us and God. The explosion of the resurrection of Christ. well, spoken 1,000 years in advance, Psalm 16. The exertion of the power of God raising Christ from the dead is the power of God operative today. And even now, may that power of God be exerted in every appropriate way. Saving, healing, delivering, extraordinary miracle. Supernatural miracle of rescuing and releasing people from the bonds. When God says to spend yourself, that's what God said. Spend yourself on behalf of those, well, many of you who are victims. On our website, we have a thing that years ago, I was just struck with great emotion one night. And so I wrote this kind of declaration. I will fight for you. On shatterthedarkness.net, on the left-hand side, scrolling down, you'll see where it is. You can click on it and read the words. If you're a SRADID coming out looking for all the healing, you'll understand what it means. So tonight, as we engage both a supernatural moment for you, because that's my intent, that's my prayer. I didn't want to come just with words tonight, just to talk tonight. I really felt like unleashing a major rant on the dark side. But the reality is the power of God, the saving, healing, delivering, extraordinary miracles. Acts chapter 4 is what I pray long before this comes to your ears, while it's coming to your ears, and to whomsoever it goes to. Those of you in Russia that download, you've got it going on there. Scandinavian countries. Obviously, England, Scotland, Ireland, all across Europe, the belly of the beast. Germany, and all the way through Canada and Australia. The United States of America. Do you understand there is a global conspiracy with satanic power and operative agenda to bring you down. Within your nations, the corruption spiritually, the attack on the people of God, the push towards Luciferic globalism, all the while under the carpet, more and more soldiers for Satan are being forged at Hell's table, forged with Hell's technologies. They are evil, painful, wrong, transmuting to the human soul. Soul stealing. I understand the judgment of God coming. I really do. I'm grateful because man cannot stop this. Never has been able to since the fall. But with Christ at the cross, it guarantees what's to come. And what's to come is absolutely astounding. Absolutely astounding. What's to come is the incredible judgment that every demon in hell, listen, every demon inside of an unhealed, undelivered, chosen one or perpetrator right now, or anyone else that has a demon in on them, they know the name Jesu Christu, Yahweh Adonai, Jesus Christ. I always say to those who want their demons, just ask them, they'll let you know. Just bring up Jesus' name, the blood of Christ, the cross. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. Well, we're going to deal with this issue tonight concerning the numbers. And this is one of the things that I think that we have been, thinking about for some time. Any of you that are working with victims of SRA, victims of the underground, any of you that are doing that, please, you understand the years and years. Some of you, 10, 20 years, 25. For us, it's been about 28 years now. And through all of the stuff that we've seen, the deceiving, the game playing, the perpetrators, the covens, the rituals, the powers, the sub-personalities, all the different kinds, all of this along the way, learning all the way to see how we can best bring the grace of God and the healing and the inner healing and the deliverance and the wholeness. It is my absolutely unwavering belief that Jesus can destroy the work of the enemy, can undo all that he's done, and God, who is both creator and redeemer, can, and is the only one that can ultimately bring the healing that brings a glorious wholeness. So with the sold out belief that God could even show all of us more about healing, more about helping, more about how this can be done. You know how it was in the old days, 25 years ago. It took hours and hours and hours and days and days and days. And God has shown us a lot, hasn't he? He's shown us a lot along the way, and he's given us the word, and he shows there's a whole host of great workers out there. But I think we need to hear something. And I think that those, even if you're skeptical tonight or a pastor tonight or wondering about all this, when it comes to satanic ritual abuse and all of the heyday, the cries of satanic panic and all the other stuff, I'm going to tell you again that benign researchers are not going to be able to tap into the underground and see what's really here. They wouldn't be able to fight it, let alone cut into it, let alone handle it. But I do believe that God has a way, through those who trust in him, that he calls, like Ezekiel, like Josiah, to go ahead and go in. Not just exposing evil deeds of darkness, but standing as a mighty prayer warrior, standing in the presence of God, asking God to stretch out his hand and stop. Expose, grant uncontested evidence, truly, supernaturally rescue victims. There's things that can be done. Anybody sitting around just doing nothing, waiting for it all to end, for Jesus to come and get you out of here, what a lazy servant. Haven't you read the parable of the talent, the guy that hid the talent in the ground and did nothing? I mean, as God gives us all these abilities and his gifts and his grace and his, and yet one had it, and he buried it. So a word goes out to those who have buried the grace of God, buried the power of God, buried the power of prayer, buried the power of soul winning, healing and deliverance, buried the faith that can move mountains, buried the kind of faith that is displayed as an example in Hebrews 11. You better read the parable. You bury it all. Oh, yes. You bury it and wait. And literally, when it comes to hell's battle in your nation, in your city, in your families, even in your life, you're pretty much powerless and helpless, anemic and weak, as bad as Laodicea and near death like Sardis. So this is for you, my friend and my brother and my sister in Christ. And you pray it for me. For not just saying the fire of God, the strength of God, and new fervor. But there's got to be the willingness to take everything God has given you and put it out there and use this to spend yourself on behalf of those chewed up, bound, and being slaughtered and going to be used in the fodder down the road. Military individuals need to listen carefully. You see, in the political parliaments, governments, houses of national authority, in the militaries of the nations I've already mentioned, oh, there are chosen ones. There are programmed kind of like Manchurian candidates, chosen ones. There are those that within them, they are sleepers, they are planted, they are in the military, they are in the government, they are in law enforcement, they are in the churches, they are in society. They will be used in the breaking out of an unprecedented revolt, rebellion, black awakening, anarchy, chaos, whatever you want to call it. It's hell unleashed. And it will collapse the nations. It is an event that has never occurred in human history, that it will occur, and it will be the foundation for the sake of the apocalypse anthropos anamos. Well, the unveiling of the man of lawlessness, 2 Thessalonians 2. So let me tell you tonight, it's a decision to go at it half-baked or with all the things that we've learned. But why not come before the throne of grace boldly and say, God, we want more grace, more insight. Show us what we need to do to see more healing, more and more powerful deliverance in the lives of these individuals. How we can rescue them long before they're 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old and show up. How can we get to them when they're 2 and 5 and 8? Since there's probably millions and millions that are only 6, 7, and 8 years old going through the process that some of you listening now that are in your 50s have gone through. Let's talk the numbers, okay? Listen, counselors, listen, helpers, listen for a moment, okay? If you understand the numbers when these, well, SRA, MPD, DID victims began to show up late in the 70s, well, yes, wrongly diagnosed as schizophrenic. Eventually, the DSM-3, DSM-4 was getting some stuff down about multiple personality development. It's not a disorder. It's a development. It is, as Colin Ross says in his big book, Canadian Psychiatrist, Project Bluebird, the purposeful creation of multiple personalities. I mean, listen, G.H. Estabrook's world-renowned in the bad way, psychiatrist back in the 40s wrote in the book Hypnotism, the weaponization of this process. They knew how to do it then. The Nazis, undergrounders, Black Flame, you know they knew. They got the technology from hell itself to transmute humanity. A master race, bloodlined, demonized, genetically changed. It's all about building an army. And so let's go over the numbers, okay? In the 80s, hundreds of thousands were showing up. Psychiatrists and counseling centers, and it's like nobody knew what to do. They were just coming from everywhere. They were showing up the hundreds of thousands, and I'm talking as an American in the USA. Then the 90s came, and Holly Hector at Centennial Hospital at the Ritual Abuse Ward, in a book called Satan and Associates by Wendell Amsteds, I quote that she calculated back then and gave the numbers 2.4 million. That was around 92, 94, 90, something like that. But it was beyond that even at that time. You see, what was happening was in those days, you know, 38-year-olds and 40-year-olds were coming in. All the people we were dealing with in the 80s and then the 90s, they're the late 30s and 40s. Now, we had some younger. The first girl I ever dealt with was 14 years old. That was way back in the beginning. A young man that came onto our staff turned out to be an unbelievable sleeper, multiple chosen one out of our area. And he was literally planted in ministry until everything broke loose on the inside. Until personalities inside wanted help. Others fought against it. Handlers tried to hold it down. So that throughout the 90s, the estimates were 4 million. But when Colin Ross agreed with, in his book Project Bluebird, the purposeful creation, in an assessment, looking at the numbers, he agreed with someone else's assessment that there may be 10 million. Let me just break down the numbers. What may be true is that 4 to 10 million victims of satanic ritual abuse who are in their late 40s and 50s have been identified. I mean, right now, as you're listening, in your 40s, late 40s and 50s, some of you getting up there, 55, 58, approaching 60. Above that, there may be some. And above that, there are handlers. This may go back to Lebensborn, the birthing centers. Oh, it went worldwide. You see, the reality of satanic ritual abuse, the creation of multiple personalities, programmed, demonized, used, and even weaponized in militaries, Russia, Germany, Britain. Those governments all infiltrated. Those governments all seduced. They had no idea the Trojan horse they received. But here's some of the facts. That if we count in Canada, United States, Australia, and then add in England, well, let's say Spain, France, Germany, Italy, the Scandinavian countries, all of Europe, and then into Russia. I'm going to tell you there's probably more like 30 million or 40 million in their 40s and 50s. Europeans, you can write to me. For those of you laboring and those of you who are the victims, we have an alert line. You can call it in. Nobody will answer or bother you. Nobody will. You can just leave the message. We'll get it. We'll report it. But I'm asking you to assess the numbers. Because if the numbers are more like 30 and even 40 million or 50 million worldwide, that's a possibility. That is clearly a possibility. So let's say 40 million worldwide. No, let's drop it all down. Let's really scale it down. 20 million worldwide in the 40s and 50s. But we've got a problem. I've got some that are in their 50s, and their daughter and children are SRA, MPD, seeking help. And then they've got children in their 20s that are seeking help, that are SRA, MPD. And now we go back to a fourth generation. We've engaged 6 and 7. We've done deliverance prayer, inner healing for twin 8-year-olds with numbers of personalities. And every single victim will agree with this. And I think all the counselors and all those who worked in this field for so long. And please understand, today I prayed in advance. God's great grace, great power, great fearlessness, and every ounce of resource you need from Him. I believe God will give us more as we spend ourselves on behalf of these victims and for the Great Commission. As we do this to the glory of the Lord and the saving, healing, delivering, restoring, and victims to victors in Christ is the idea. I want you to think in terms of the numbers, because some of you have those that are in their 50s and you're dealing now with their children that are, you know, in late 30s, and then they have these children that are all the way down to 20, 21. And then they have children, had children. Anyway, I'm dealing with people that are, you know, great-grandmothers, grandmothers, the mothers, and the brand-new babe, you know, children. All of us know that even more babies, the conceptions may be occurring all over this month. You know, the pure blood, timed, ritual, charged breeding. So that if you are working, listen, with those that are in their 50s, understand, if you just simply look at their kids and then look at their kids' kids and then all the way down, we're finding that almost across the board, it's going down to the fourth generation. So that the numbers, if the high number is 50 million worldwide, then that means, well, listen, next generation, 100 million. The next generation, 150 million. If we go down to the 8-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 200 million. Did anybody say that this process has stopped? Does anybody report that the dark side has quit doing this? Everybody reports that they're doing it with a more satanic precision, more abilities to keep them from being detected and controlled and used and empowered and programmed, more sophisticated, all of this stuff. As I speak tonight and go to bed tonight, I believe that there will be conceptions occurring all over this month that will involve the plotted and planned goal that when born, not only has the dissociation begun, the splitting begun, but they're to be the chosen ones. We're talking about a fourth generation. We're talking about 3-year-olds and 5-year-olds and 8-year-olds, 6-year-olds of the marriage of the beast. And we're talking about that fourth generation out there by the millions that are untouched. Oh, we've engaged them. We've engaged them at 8. We've engaged them at 12. We've engaged them at 14. The 20-year-olds, the 30-year-olds. And you know what? You and I, we're only engaging those who are trying to get help. That's probably less than half. The other half are intact, controlled, bound. Well, bound for the great chaos, bound for enforcing Luciferic globalism, and bound for Armageddon. So I'm telling you tonight that the numbers are off the scale, which means that we are going to need to absolutely, totally seek the Lord for every grace, mercy, power, might, miracle of heaven. We're going to have to know our authority and the armor. We're going to have to live. Listen, no matter what is out there, no matter how big or off the scale, the dark side, we know by biblical prophecy it's all coming down. Jesus taught it very clearly in Matthew 24 that it's like nothing in human history. So please understand. Please understand clearly. You're dealing with the very hem of the garment of the satanic Antichrist regime. First of all, think about the cold cases. The Finders. Nebraska. Presidio. McMartin. Think about the cold cases you know about. And let's ask God to revisit them. Think about all the cold cases and all the victims that have walked away, all the victims that are half healed or partially healed or gone back or whatever. Think about all the cases and let's ask God to re-engage and let's get before the Lord and seek the Lord in all the cold cases he reminds you of. May he remind you now. Let's think about new resolve. Let's think about Isaiah 58 and let God speak to our hearts so that you and I could become fearless, immovable, and spend every ounce of our being charged, filled with the Spirit of God, the hand of God on our lives. Let's ask for whistleblowers. Let's ask for all those who are coming out. You see, God can get the evidences. That's what happened with Ezekiel chapter 8. I mean, the evidences that will just literally be the smoking gun that rips open a hole and the perpetrators were literally engaged, right? So let's think about that as we approach all of this work that we are in. Now listen, if you feel overwhelmed, Isaiah 58, listen, God doesn't want you to feel overwhelmed. He wants you to be overwhelmed with his power, with his grace, with his might, and have your teams built and get more. And may the Lord of the harvest, knowing that the fields are white, knowing that the ramping up of the dark side is off the scale, May God give us new recruits and new workers and new laborers and those that will just absolutely be fearless, like the spies in the Old Testament to go in, like the warriors, like a Deborah, like a Nehemiah, like a Daniel, like an Esther, like a Philip in Acts chapter 8. Let us pray with great intensity across our nations that the perpetrators, you know, the ones at the high places like Bohemian Grove, the Black Forest, and Palatine, and all the other places, those in the military sides and those in the government side and those that are, you know, let's pray that perpetrators be struck by the hand of God like Saul of Tarshish and brought down, totally saved, plucked out. And may those that come out that way be the ones that will show and tell and stand and risk it all, put themselves in the hands of God. Heaven or hell, what do you choose? Let me say in the very end of this, let's also pray for uncontested evidences. I mean literally uncontested evidences. Evidences that will again, bring the awareness. Let's pray for the body of Christ as a whole, not to be afraid to look. Where, as with Ezekiel, God says, look here. Look at the detestable, horrific, ugly, horrible things. You see, when I see all of the blood and the guts of this underground and what they're doing, what they're plotting, it enrages me against it, against evil. It sends me to the throne of grace to seek God's hand and to move in the best way possible in this very critical hour. Listen, I want to just simply tell some of you tonight that it is the grace of God, the power of God, the might of God that I pray will fall upon you in new ways. I want to ask tonight, for those that need to, write it in, call it in, let us know what's going on. Again, all of Europe, everywhere else, if we're really up to 100 million, 150 million, 200 million, if we're already into the fourth generation of this, how off the scale will this become? Where are all the sleepers at? How are we going to get to them before activation occurs? Let me ask you something. What are you willing to do? Can I again call your attention to Isaiah 58? Can I simply encourage you to go there? Read through it again and again. And as you do, listen. Verse 6, is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Spend yourselves. The glory of the Lord, the hand of God, is very presence and voice. As Paul says in the end, the Lord stood by my side. May God give you grace. May God just absolutely pour out his mercy, grace, power, and might, and all of what is needed to help you. May the glory of the Lord fall all around you. May the hand of God go to save tonight, heal tonight, deliver tonight, turn the dark side's world upside down, rip open, shine the light of God. Call some of you out before it's too late. At least you'll know one thing. We sought and prayed for your salvation. If you end up in hell, that is on your head. Your blood is on your head. And the detestable things you've done, you will pay for. For those victims, oh, may God's grace, mercies, and power and kindness fall on you again and again. Don't give up. Don't give up at all. Seek him for more. Seek him for more. Seek him for more. Blessings to you all. We love you. This is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net. Good night.